In one of your chapters, you talk about Rex skeleton. Tell me about this discovery. Why is that important?
Well, this is a discovery that was made in 1913, or at least it was published in 1913, by a German scientist named Hans Reck. And he made this discovery at a place called Ulduvai Gorge. And Ulduvai Gorge later became famous because the Leakey family made so many discoveries of fossil ape men there that have established the current theory of human origins, namely that human beings like us first came into existence only about 100,000 years ago, and before that there were just various kinds of ape men, and before that just various kinds of primitive apes and monkeys. But I thought it was interesting that at this place, Ulduvai Gorge, other scientists had discovered evidence that human beings like us were coexisting along with these ape men. We didn't evolve from them. We were simply coexisting with them in these very ancient times. So this German scientist, Hans Reck, he was doing some excavations at Ulduvai Gorge in 1913, and he found an anatomically modern human skeleton in layers of solid rock over 1 million years old, about 1.2 million years old, at a time when most scientists today think there were no human beings like us around because we hadn't evolved yet. So it's one of these very important discoveries that has been subjected to this knowledge filtering process. It's just completely excluded. As a matter of fact, there were some deliberate attempts to discredit the discovery. In the 1960s, there was a German scientist whose name was Rainer Proch. And he said, well, he had done some radiocarbon studies on a bone that was allegedly a small fragment of bone that was allegedly a part of this Rex skeleton. And he got an age of about 10,000 years or so for this fragment of bone. Well, there were two problems with that. Later, you know, it turned out that this scientist had faked dozens of radiocarbon dates in his career, and he was actually tried by an academic court in his university and removed from his position. And it's really not even clear that the fragment of bone that he dated was actually from Rex skeleton. So I found this case to be very interesting because, first of all, it's documented evidence that contradicts the current theories of human origins. It's evidence of a human skeleton, anatomically modern human skeleton, dating back over 1 million years. And I thought it was also interesting to document the attempts by scientists to discredit this discovery by cheating, in a sense, faking radiocarbon dates to discredit the discovery like this. So it's if this just happened maybe once or twice, you could say, oh well, all right, it's bad that this happened. But it was an isolated case. You know, the scientist was dismissed from his post for unfairly trying to discredit it with radiocarbon dates. But that's not the actual fact. There are actually hundreds of cases like this, enough to fill up a 900-page book. And it's just one more piece of evidence that contradicts the current theories of human origins.